The following podcast is brought to you by David Hayes. He is solely responsible for its content. Securities are offered through JW Cole Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advice offered through CFCI and JW Cole Advisors. JW Cole Financial, JW Cole Advisors, and CFCI are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by David Hayes and his guests should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and is not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of losing principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax. Penalties may be imposed on such a person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. David Hayes and his guests are not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation or an offer to buy securities. You're listening to 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win with David Hayes. David has been providing financial advice for over 25 years and is the host of Your Money with David Hayes radio show and podcast. He has been featured in high-level publications such as The Wall Street Journal, Kiplinger's, Fox Business, Forbes, and more. Join your host as he talks about his book, 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win, an Amazon Daily bestseller. And now, here's David Hayes.
Welcome to 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Know to Win. Of course, that's a metaphor on my football playing and coaching days, because when time is running out, the time to go is now. Those rascally 2017 tax cuts, they're set to expire at the end of 2025, giving us a real opportunity to act now and save ourselves from taxes destroying our retirement accounts before they go up for good. Now, in this episode, I'm not going to talk about IRAs, believe it or not. I'm going to be talking about gifting. When I gift something to someone, what happens? Well, this is a real case scenario that happened just about a week ago in my office. And I always say to people, after 28, 29 years, you never know what's going to walk through that door. Now, this is not a unique situation. This is actually quite common. But we did not know, she did not know how to handle it. So Mary wants to give her house away to her son, but she doesn't know how that would work. So it was a rental house. The son actually lived there. She paid $135,000 for the house 10 years ago. It's worth about $200,000, assessed around $186,000, and she wants to give the house to the son. The son doesn't want it given to him. He wants to buy it. But here's the issues we addressed. What if you give it, or what if you sell it? Let's talk about selling first. First of all, it's not her personal residence, so it's treated as an investment property. She didn't live there two of the last 5 years, and that's the qualification for a personal residence. She depreciated the house for tax purposes over the last 10 years, so she has about a $95,000 cost basis. So basically, if she sold it for even a discounted price, say she said, "Oh, I'm going to sell it for $150,000," which is still a fairly okay price, because anything you sell for less than they call fair value is considered a gift. So now we're back to the idea of, okay, well, what's fair value? I'd probably go with the assessed value, the $186,000, even though she probably could get $200,000. You know, by the time you paid realtors and all that, you can justify $186,000. And plus, that's the assessed value. Just make a copy of it, stick it in your folder, and that would be your staple. But let's say she did sell it, and she sold it for $150,000. Well, first of all, she has to recapture the $40,000 of depreciation that she took over the last 10 years at a maximum rate of 25% plus her 5% state and local, or 30%, or about $12,000. Oh, but wait, there's more. What about capital gains on that extra $15,000, which was the $135,000 minus the $150,000? Again, at a 15% cap gains rate, another $5,000 on state and local, that's another $3,000 or $15,000 total tax if she sold the house to her son. Oh, by the way, there was a little more. When I did the evaluation analysis, we found out that with her other income, that would put her up over a Medicare surtax threshold, and she would be paying higher Medicare premiums for another year. That wouldn't catch up for another couple of years, but she would pay it for an entire year with no exception. Is there another way? That's the question, right? She's sitting there. Is there another way? Well, I'm glad you asked. Let's go back to the gifting idea. Let's say she gifted the house, we'll call it $186,000, to her son. She also gifts him her cost basis of $95,000. If her son would sell the house before living there for 2 years, he would have the same tax liabilities or similar that mom has. In addition to that, if mom gives away more than $16,000 away in 2022, then she'll need to file a gift tax return. What's a gift tax return? It is an informational return that says you did it. What does that mean? Well, we all have, in 2022, a $12,060,000 lifetime gift exclusion amount. So if I gave my $186,000 home away, I gave $170,000 more than the $16,000. So now I have to file a return that says I did it. And all that return says is you gave away more than $16,000. So the $170,000 is going to go against the $12,060,000 that you have for your entire lifetime. That also, by the way, will be cut in half in 2026, part of the final drive scenario. But the IRS has said any gifts given during this period, there will be no clawbacks. And both her and her husband have the $12 million plus to give away, so over $22 million. Their total estate's only around $3 million. Now, I say only, I mean that relatively speaking. There's nothing to worry about there. But what about the fact the son doesn't want the house given to him? It's a pride thing. He's an only child. He's going to get it back anyway someday. He's like my son. And he's already paying $1,000 a month to live there to his mom. My solution is for him to give back the money to his mom. $12,000 a year, $1,000 a month. It'd take him about 15 and a half years to pay her the $186,000. But aren't you supposed to have a fair and reasonable interest rate too? It's not a loan. Mom's not doing anything. Mom gifted him money that's tax-free. He's going to turn around over the next 15 years and maybe give her more occasionally. But because it's under the $16,000 annual exclusion amount, $12,000 is unreportable. But what if 1 year he wanted to give her more? All he would need to do is file that informational return we discussed before, knock down whatever his lifetime exclusion amount is by the excess amount, and we move on. Did we accomplish the fact that she wanted to have him have the house? Yes. Did we accomplish the fact that neither mom or son paid any taxes? Yes. Did we accomplish exactly what they wanted? The answer is yes. Lastly, how do you actually give the house? It's not like I'm giving a bike out of my garage or a weed eater. You have to file a deed. It's called a quit claim deed. Q-U-I-T, claim deed. I usually have attorneys prepare them for me. Not absolutely necessary, but you know, for less than $100. And they record that at the courthouse. And now the house becomes his. And it says on the quit claim deed that you've given the house to them for consideration of $1, but that's basically a gift, right? Because anything less than fair value. And as long as he stays there for at least 2 of 5 years, and he will be, he could sell it on his own as a personal residence and pay no tax. Isn't that awesome? I'm always saying there's always an end around. Next week, I'm going to talk about it, how it relates to commercial real estate. I've been dealing with this personally. Someone wants to buy a piece of property. Well, I'm going to have a lot of gains, and I'll be happy to share it with you. I'm an open book. And then what my intent is to do with that through something called a 1031 tax-free exchange. But wait a second, I want the money. So how do you get both? That'll be a fun talk for next week. And then is all this advice, I think about this, is all the advice and tax savings that I just shared with you worth the 1% fee that you're paying me or someone else on top of everything else that we provide? I can answer that one too. It's a yes. All right, guys, if you'd like to learn more about how we here at Comprehensive Financial could help you navigate these complicated issues, please go to cfci.us and contact us to set up your complimentary call today, or just call us at 812-334-3190, and we will make it happen. This has been 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Know to Win.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. The clock is ticking. Each decision that is made today will put more money into your pocket or leave you worried about your financial future. The time to prepare is now. The time to eliminate risk was yesterday. Let's partner to help those around us to make decisions that empower their financial future. If you would like to book David for a speaking event, please contact CFC at cfci.us. You can purchase his book, 2025, The Final Drive, by going to www.cfci.us and clicking on 2025 The Final Drive.